are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Today we're going to talk about experts. Yes, you're an expert. You're an expert at what you do. I'm an expert at what I do. But you know, there's always that one guy, whether he's the heating and air conditioning guy in the community, whether he's the landscaping guy in the community, whether he's the electrician in the community or whoever, that is set up as the expert in that community. Today we're going to find out how that happens and how you can set yourself up as the expert. Well, first of all, if you're the only one in your town doing what you do, that's great. You have no competition, and, well, there's really no need to listen to this tape. But my guess is that you're not the only one doing what you do in your town, in your community, or your city. My guess is there's a lot of competition. And the chances are many of those people run their business very well. Perhaps as good as you do some, maybe even a little better. Maybe they have deeper pockets, whatever the case may be. But how many people are the experts? And how did they get to be the experts? And how can you take a little bit of that action away? That's what we hope to do today. You know, we're going to go through the basics. First of all, obviously we all know that you need to project a good image with your business. That means if you have service trucks, they should be clean. Your staff should be clean in shirts or coveralls or uniforms that have the company's name on them, and they should be clean and neat. The tools should be cleaned after each and every use and made to look like you're the professional that you are. And your staff should be well-spoken. They should be well-trained, so when they answer the phone, the people feel like they're getting a professional service. The business card should look nice and concise, as should all the signage that's on your vehicles and on your building and everything else. But you know, everybody can do that. But how many people can actually say they are the recognized experts? Today we're going to talk about how you can use radio to set yourself up as the expert in your given town. Now, one of the things I do is radio. And as an old rock and roller, and even played some country for a while, I found as I got a little older, I was very, very comfortable doing talk radio. One of the things I discovered about the audience that listens to talk radio is that they're very, very loyal, and they react, and they're a bit older than most other radio audiences. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, the third one is probably the key, in that they're a little bit older. And when I find that talk radio audiences are older, to me that means they have more disposable income. The first or second house and all the scrimping and saving for all the appliances and all the furniture and all that is long gone. Chances are they've nearly paid for their home. Chances are they have some money in the bank and they may even be retired. They could be empty nesters, and they don't have all the expense of the kids going to school anymore. In short, these are the people with some money to spend for you. And they're also the people that call on service companies to do work for them or to work with them. Secondly, when I say that they're a very loyal audience, they tend to listen to radio longer. The average talk radio listener listens some 5 to 6 times longer than the average country or rock and roll music radio listener. Now, what does that mean? That means that they listen for information, not just the time and temperature and the weather on their way to work. And, oh, by the way.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.